It's the WTOP Car Report. This week we shine the spotlight on the new Mazda 6. For starters, WTOP car guy Mike Paris says you're not likely to recognize it.
It looks totally different than the last Mazda 6, and it looks really, really good now.
Yeah. What kinds of things are appealing about it?
Just the whole look of it. It looks like a much more expensive car than it really is.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a sports car, kind of that grew with two extra doors.
Yeah, so sporty, more fun. Nothing against the Camry or Accord. They're both workhorses and people love them. But maybe if you want a little more fun in your life, this might be a choice.
If you like to drive a car, you might want to take a look at this one. You can get a 6-speed manual transmission. That's pretty rare, if any car today, in the midsize segment. It's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
So you can have a little fun with it, too.
Noticing gas prices are shooting up again. And, of course, that's the cycle. They go up and down. So the 4-cylinder engine, that's going to get you very good mileage.
Gets very good mileage with the one I drove, which is the Grand Touring with the advanced technology package. It has something called IE Loop, and it got 40 miles per gallon on the highway. It got 33 throughout the week that I had it, and I drive a lot in the city, so that's pretty darn good.
You hear 40 miles per gallon in any instance, and you say, wait a minute, are they kind of messing with the statistics a little bit? Is that real? 40 miles per gallon?
I drove it for about 30 miles on 95, and I was about 39 miles per gallon. I'm sure that probably if I had a couple more thousand miles on the car kind of broken in, I bet you it would get over 40 miles per gallon.
Now, you know, saving money on gas is one thing, but you want a little power. How's the 4-cylinder engine? I mean,
man,
it's a 4-cylinder engine.
Yeah, I went into this thinking, man, this thing is going to be underpowered. It's going to be slow. I'm not going to like it. In the first 10 miles, I was like, this car has plenty of power. It's a lot lighter than most midsize cars. They do something called Sky Active, where they kind of like take out all the extra weight that's not needed, and it really is a great driving car.
You've talked to us in the past about the rear camera. You know, a little display comes up, and you can see what's behind you. This has front object detection warning.
Yeah, it's great. It's especially if you don't want to hurt this nice new front end of this car. It'll kind of give you the beeps when you get close to something. So I really like that, especially something that's you can't see over the hood. Maybe it sits down low. It's going to let you know it's there. It's a very nice feature for a car at this price range.
And the headlights turn when the steering wheel turns.
Yeah, on my Grand Touring model, it has it. It's pretty cool.
Go in with maybe $20,000 in your pocket and get something, right? It's going to be the base model.
You're going to get a base model Mazda 6, which is very nice. It comes with the same engine, the same 6-speed, either automatic or manual transmission. So you're going to be getting a little bit less gas mileage because on the other one, it has like a regenerative braking, which kind of helps. But still, 37 miles per gallon is not something to sneeze at today.
That's WTOP car guy Mike Paris. See pictures of and read a lot more about the Mazda 6 at WTOP.com. Just search Car Report.